The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, no.
I won't send roses.
Here we go.
Or hold the door.
We're losing Al.
Remember.
We're losing Gattulo.
Which dress you wore.
Now, this is the song I think of when you posted that meme of you with the flowers. Butterfly.
That's great.
This is you.
That's hysterical. So true.
The lack of romance in my soul.
Oh my Lord.
Sing it, Robert.
We'll turn you gray, kid. So stay away, kid.
There it is.
Al, in your quietest moments at home. Mm-hmm. We know the gruff and the grumpy of Al Gattulo,
right.
and the real Al or the bar Al. Give me that craft beer. Give me that craft beer.
That's exactly how I order my beer. Give me that craft beer. Give me my beer.
So wait a minute. So when you're in your quiet moments in Clark, New Jersey, mm-hmm. and you got your ear pods on, man, do you crank up Goulet? Do you listen a little bit once in a while?
Yeah,
with a cigar.
Once in a while.
Come on.
Cigar, nice, you know, looking at the flowers, wondering, is Joe putting up a meme of himself with flowers and butterflies? I mean, it's not good workout music, Robert Goulet, but certainly
so
in reflection, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I just watched the video of Dr. Gorka with that reporter. Boy, Gorka comes out.
I'd be scared. He's an intimidating man. He's a nice guy. He's a large man, and, you know, I mean, that's intimidating. So,
hey, Albert, can we get somebody to answer? I got Mancow calling in from Chicago.
Yeah, they're on it. Sure. The guys are on it.
They got it right now because Mancow just texted me back. Mancow is a legendary broadcaster from Chicago, a longtime friend. And he is holding, Al, you had mentioned that he's holding this fundraiser for Roger Stone in Chicago. Roger's going to come up in a couple of minutes, but I wanted to hear what's going on in Chicago. Love Chicago. It's a great town. So, and I know a lot of folks listen, of course, everybody's listening to Mancow, but they listen certainly to us in Chicago as well. So let me know when that call comes in.
I asked
Frank to get in touch with him, but I guess I didn't get the number over to him. So I want to talk to Mancow about this Roger Stone fundraiser in Chicago. Valerie Smaldone as well coming up. She's the host of Bagels and Broadway, or like my buddy Joey just said, it should be called Bagels, Biscotti, and Broadway. We like that. Got to bring a little Italian in there. Saturday's 9 o'clock at AM 970. The Answer. A great broadcaster, Valerie is, with AM 970, The Answer, and that is at 9 a.m. on the station. Hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you with us. 877-970-2999, our Balance of Nature phone lines. You can call in anytime. Once we get them working, you can call in, and we'd love to have you chime in. You know, the whole thing about what's happening with the president and this whole census situation, could someone explain to me? It's Friday, and I just want to ease up, and I just want to have some fun. You know what I mean? And we're going to talk to Roger. We'll talk to Valerie and have a nice hour. But you know what? And then you'll roll into Mike Gallagher. Mike's going to tell you all about Dr. Gorka going against this reporter in the Rose Garden, as only Dr. Gorka can. But could you answer me this question? How in the name of God, why don't you put, are you an American citizen, on a census form? What is the problem? What is that? Why can't you just put, are you a citizen? Why is that racist? Can someone explain that to me, why that is racist? 877-970-2999. I know who have the answer to that question. Mancow himself. He's a legend in broadcasting, a longtime friend, and we're actually privileged to have the man on the radio. Mancow, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm a lifelong fan, Joe. Joe Piscopo is on. You know, you're on in Chicago, too.
Well, you put us on the air in Chicago. Oh, this is great. I hope Phil Boyce doesn't mind, but we're going to just have some fun with it. Because I know your girl had texted me, and I never got the number to our producer, so I apologize for that, my friend. Because I know you wanted to chat, and you're on in Chicago. Mancow, you're a young man. How long have you been on the radio, brother?
I started in 2014. And I just had my 19th birthday, and I don't know, do the math.
And there it is, man. Now listen, you got to tell me, first of all, how are you, my friend? I haven't seen you in years, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. You're much loved in Chicago. Do you want to send a shout out to anybody here?
And yeah, you know what? You mean like to Lana? You mean is that what you meant?
Or La Scarola or whatever, Carmine,
La
all
Scarola!
The places we like to eat.
No. Stanley and you know, and Big Mike, but you know, Big Mike at the airport who brings in Air Force One when it comes in, you know.
Yep.
Mike is a great guy as well, my dear friend. So yeah, I love that town. I'm so overdue for a visit there. We got to go out and
hang out
in Chicago. Oh man, and we have the best time when I'm with you, man. I've got to tell you. Hey, Mancow, tell me about the fundraiser you're doing. Roger Stone's coming up in a couple of minutes on the show. You're doing a fundraiser for Roger Stone in Chicago. Tell me about it, man.
Joe, I'm taking a lot of heat for this, and I want to say something. I don't agree with a lot of what Roger Stone does, but I would stand up for Bill Maher. I would stand up for this guy Milo. I would left, right, I don't care. And look, and hear me out, Joe. You're going to think this is crazy. Lech Walesa, Jesus Christ. Who else? Martin Luther King Jr. George Washington. I don't like anyone that's going to be crushed by the government. I support the little guy. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, more than you know, Mancow, and you've always been like that, and I always appreciated that. And you, matter of fact, are out of the box, and so you don't stay politically correct. I love that about you. What they did to Roger, though, I'm going to tell you, and if you're listening to, this is Mancow, a longtime friend from Chicago, great broadcaster from Chicago, and a very, very dear friend. Mancow, they went pre-dawn raid with automatic weapons?
And tipped off CNN, and look, I'm getting beat up here in Chicago. Again, and I want to say this, Joe, and I think you feel the same way. I don't care if it's Obama's big government or Trump or Bush or the Chi-Coms in Hong Kong. I don't. Yeah. I believe in the individual. This guy has a deaf wife, and they came in with guns. What if she had moved and not heard what's going on? She would have been shot to death. Also, right. Our government, the Justice Department, the same people that are trying to frame Trump. They tipped off CNN. It's outrageous.
You know, it's true. Give us, first of all, the particulars of the fundraiser, if you would, Mancow. This weekend?
No, it's next week. People can go to WLSAM.com.
July 21st at Maggiano's.
July 21st at Maggiano's. You probably remember Maggiano's, Joe.
Yeah, although, man.
We always eat at La Scarola, but yeah.
We do. I love going to La Scarola. It's always great. I'm getting Chicago homesick, my brother.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Now I want to tell you. Do you got 10 seconds?
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Okay.
For you?
So I always Trump would be on my show to promote whatever, and he always helped me. But now he's president, he can't help me. But now that you're a big deal in New York, can you get me into Rao's, the original Rao's?
I actually can. I can do that for you, man.
Oh my
Only
God!
Oh, nice.
Joe, you just went from being a good friend to my best friend.
I actually, you know why? Because I love you, man. You are so much fun. You've always been supportive of me too. Oh, by the way, I wanted to give Jussie Smollett. I wanted to give a shout out to Jussie, if you don't mind, on the air. Mancow, what is going on? We got to talk about some Chicago things. First of all, tell me about this Jussie Smollett situation. What's going on with that? Where are we?
Jussie Smollett, I can look out my studio window and basically see where it happened. We knew it was baloney right away because, first of all, you're not going to find two guys wearing Trump hats in this city. I mean, you know, that would have set off all kinds of alarms. So we knew immediately it was a lie. And, look, the same, we have all the fun problems you guys have in New York. You know, big taxes. And the answer to everything is programs, right? If they had more of our money, the problems would be solved. Well, we've tried this, and it's not working. And, anyway.
And R. Kelly today.
R. Kelly, we have, you know, R. Kelly's ours as well, Joe.
I read it. Me and Al were talking about it this morning. What happened? He got arrested again now?
Well, 13 new counts, sex trafficking, child pornography, obstructing justice. These are federal charges. Right. And he's already facing 11 charges here in Chicago.
You know what, Mayor Cow, also, I want to talk about, you know, my mission for to help out at-risk children, you know, through the last 25 years. We've always talked about it. And then I look at the south side of Chicago, and my buddies, you know, when I give a shout-out to Lon, I give a shout-out to Stanley and to Mike Moshkin, who works, you know, the airport out there. They said it's still dangerous on the south side of Chicago, but you never hear about it. AOC, help me out here, Mayor Cow. All the Democrats are down the southern border of the United States. Can someone make a trip maybe out to you and go to the south side of Chicago and see the violence that happens every night in that community? Is that too much to ask, my friend?
We can use the National Guard. That's what we need here. We need troops on the street. We need boots on the ground. We need stop and frisk back.
They got
rid of the gang database because they said it was racist. I don't understand how it's racist to pick out the bad guys. I don't care what color they are. Joe?
Yeah.
I have a new obsession over the last couple of weeks. You don't even know this, and it involves you.
Uh-oh. What's her name? What's her name, bud? No, sorry, go ahead.
Will you do a geeky fan request?
Sure, I will. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Will you do Frank sending out a song? Will you do Frank getting ready to sing Bruce Springsteen? It's the funniest damn thing.
Born to Run. You can play it off the I Love. What did we do? That was on the I Love Rock and Roll LP, right?
Yeah, I just have been listening to it lately, and I just love it. You're like, I want to do something by that crazy kid, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I'd like. The old man would say, "I love this kid, Man Cow, and like to do a little song." This is from Mr. Bruce Springsteen, a cuckoo cat. He just knocks me out. He is just ring a ding, baby. Hey, Man Cow.
Joe,
yeah, go ahead.
Joe.
Yes, sir.
Now,
yeah.
You might like this because, you know, I know Dreesen and I knew Jilly and the guys over at Lost Girl and everything. And they all really knew Sinatra. And I love the tales from when John Denver was the biggest star on earth and he went on tour with Sinatra. And Sinatra what is this crap? He didn't understand John Denver. What am I doing? And it was like one of the biggest tours in history. John Denver and Frank Sinatra. And Sinatra had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, like, you know what? It was so interesting because the old man was always so patient. That was like the whole country thing. And didn't they have the same manager? Didn't they have I think they had the same manager at one time. John Denver and Frank Sinatra did.
Who's the guy? That guy was brilliant. The guy that did Karate Kid. That great manager. One of the great interviews, too.
It's so true. But I got to tell you, Man Cow, we love you, and I appreciate. Listen, I'm going to come out there. I'm going to hang, and I got to apologize on the air. I know you understand that Phil Boyce is our programming guru, and he's going to kill me. He's going, you put Man Cow on, and you didn't put our station.
Oh, he's not going to kill you. He's a friend of mine. We're all radio brothers, and we're all fighting for what's right. We're all fighting for what's free. So hi to Phil. I love Phil too. So we're all brothers here.
Man Cow, thanks for the fun.
Get me into Rayo's, and Rayo's is the toughest restaurant in America to get into. Yeah. And I'll set you up at La Scrolla, and it'll be good. All right.
Listen, give my love to everybody in Chicago, Man Cow. Take care, brother, and thanks so much. Man Cow right there, live from Chicago. I hope Phil doesn't mind. That's WLS out there in Chicago. It's a monster station, but we have our sister station out there as well. Perhaps we should do an interview with those folks over there too, Albert.
Sure. Absolutely.
Just have a little bit. But, man, you know what? I go out to Chicago. I don't know how. I think from doing personal appearances, I've been out there and I work out. I've done the theater out there. I've done New Year's Eve out there. I did Second City. We were on SNL. They brought Eddie and I out to Second City in Chicago. And that's where I got to meet everybody and fall in love with the town. That was the first time out there because they said, oh, we want you to meet the Second City cast. And that's where I met Jimmy Belushi. And now don't forget, Second City is where I think Danny Aykroyd came out of there. Gilda Radner, I think, came out of there. Second City in Toronto, by the way. Danny and Gilda were, I think, in Toronto. And correct me if I'm wrong, because someone's going to know. But we went out there. We had the best time, and I fell in love with that town. And then when I see, and Man Cow's been very conservative for years. And he's kind of he was like what they call early on a shock jock. But he's grown into like a very kind of mature kind of conservative talk show host, actually, out there. And he speaks the truth. And when you hear what's going on, when he says you need the National Guard in Chicago, in the name of gosh, what are they doing down at the southern border of the United States? Why are the Democrats down there? They should be in the Second City, this great city of Chicago, Illinois. Thanks for letting me do that for my friend, the Man Cow, right here on AM 970. Hey, it's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Roger Stone's going to join us, and Man Cow doing a fundraiser for Roger next week. We're going to talk to Roger about that. Debbie Duhaime is out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The answer, hello, Debbie Duhaime. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I like that picture that you did put out there on social media with Sammy Davis. You know?
Yeah, can you believe that?
That was great. You guys were in the background of that picture. Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy Rudy V found that, man. He put that out there, and I said, me talking with Sammy. I just wanted the thrills of my life. Thrills of my life. Hey, listen, I'm old. I've been around. I've met everybody, you know?
What a
Moses.
Blessing.
Moses was a great guy, Debbie.
Oh, stop. You're being silly now. Let's see what's happening out here, Joe. Looks like no laughing matter at all on Route 80. 80 is still bumper-to-bumper eastbound. Trying to get out toward exit 34 in Wharton. It's this overturned tractor trailer. All lanes closed. You're being diverted off by exit 30 and through Mount Arlington. Tons of alternate volume on 4610. Also on 15 South trying to get into 80. Really, really messy through that area this morning. We're seeing delays as you head to the Cross Bronx west of Jerome. A disabled vehicle. Stop and go traffic this morning at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. 10 minutes getting into town. And problems on Staten Island. Westbound Staten Island Expressway. All lanes now subject to closure here. Getting out toward Clove Road. It's an overturned car carrier. Again, all lanes subject to closure. Sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens, True Metrics, and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow is seeing smoke.
Horowitz's Inspector General report was due to be released literally anytime this month. The FISA abuses. What's very important right now is to understand that all of a sudden, in the last hours before this report is about to go public, we now have this release of a statement saying it's going to be delayed some. Why? Witnesses are coming forward.
Jay Sekulow live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
In this crazy, messy world, we're all trying to make sure we do our best to stay healthy against the new diseases that seem to pop up in schools, at work, and hospitals. It's hard to find a product that's safe, effective, and alcohol-free. Well, guess what? The wait is over. Durasan is a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays that are perfect for everyday use. Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA approved and environmentally safe, just like their hand sanitizer. Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products. Their USDA organic mosquito spray safely protects from dangerous pathogens like the Zika virus, which is perfect for the summertime. If you listen to Joe Piscopo, get 20% off when you mention the show. To learn more about Durasan products, please go to Durasan.com or call 844-DURASAN, 844-387-4726. Durasan.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 923, Roger Stone standing by. That's a great block of radio. I keep telling you in the morning, John Catsimatidis, 8:30 on Sunday mornings, right here on AM 970, The Answer. Preceding that is Marano in the Morning with Frankie Five Burrows doing a great job. Great block of Sunday morning radio. Hey, can I tell you about Route 22 Toyota? I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota because I know everybody over there. Iggy is a friend. So when I tell you and I tell you about the deal I'm going to give you, and I give you 5 minutes, you can get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. You hear about it. But I suggest that you make the call this morning. 855-621-9949. Just like that. All European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, you know, I'll give you to 9:30. Give me an extra minute because I am Mr. Generosity. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter. How many people in your life say, how would you like something for free? I mean, really? And here I am several times a morning. I'm telling you about Route 22, thanks to Iggy and the great team over there at Route 22 Toyota and Alex Cancela with the 0% APR financing, not 1%, not 2%, not 10%, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Well, I'm giving you stuff for free over here. You know what I'm saying? Free multi-board inspection, free oil change, and a free filter. First five callers next 5 minutes to Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota has been part of this family for years now. And, you know, you being part of the family, gathering around our virtual kitchen table every morning, we love you and respect you for doing that more than we could tell you. So I like to give you deals that will make your life easier. Now, free, a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, a free filter if you call 855-621-9949. From Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
925 with Joe Piscopo, Roger Stone, and longtime Donald Trump confidant, currently under indictment, kind enough to call us. And I know it's a lot to do because he is under a gag order. Roger Stone, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you doing, Roger?
Joe, I'm doing fine. You know, my days are tedious. I spend all my time in the tedious work of trial preparation or raising money to pay for the lawyers for my legal defense. And I can't tell you, Joe, I can't wait for my day in court. I just can't wait. I've contested the charges. I am not guilty. I've pled not guilty. And I will prove I'm not guilty. But in the meantime, this Epstein scandal is something that I unveiled and wrote about extensively 3 years ago in my book, The Clinton's War on Women. There is literally nothing you have read in the last 72 hours that wasn't disclosed in my book.
Can you know, Roger, I'm going to, first of all, if I can, I'm going to go to the Epstein situation. But before I forget, I want to make sure we just talked to Mancow, your buddy in Chicago, who's one of my long time friends. You know, he loves you. And you're doing a fundraiser in Chicago next week, I believe.
Yes, it's the 21st of July at Maggiano's. We're going to have a little pasta. We're going to have a little politics. You can go to their website. I think it's WBLS AM 890. It should be a heck of a fundraiser. That's for my legal defense fund. If you want to help the legal defense fund, stonedefensefund.com. Stonedefensefund.com. God, I need your help. I need your prayers. I need your shadolas. I need help.
You know, it's interesting, too, Mancow and I being friends all those years, and now here we are, we have the same mission, and it's not, you know, Roger, I mean, it's not just, we're certainly fans and respect what you've done, but you, the assault, the civil assault on your civil liberties of what has happened is just unconscionable, and so, you know, we support your fight here, Roger Stone. Now, going back to Epstein, if we can, tell us about, because I'm afraid to ask this, I don't want to sound, people are going to say, oh, now you're being sensational. Roger, tell us about Bill Clinton on these planes. How many times really was Bill Clinton on the plane? What really went down with this Epstein, this island that he owns, for crying out loud?
Well, what's amazing is the media's attempt to pin this on Donald Trump. Here's what we know. I obtained the FAA records, which proved that Bill Clinton was on the plane no less than 27 times. First he said one, then he said four. The real answer is 27. He says he visited this sybaritic private island where evidently Epstein held these orgies with underage girls. Once he was there, according to the federal records, 17 times. Virginia Roberts, who was one of the girls, now a woman, who did not settle with Epstein and therefore went forward with a lawsuit, says in her depositions that she saw Bill Clinton at a party on the island with two 17-year-olds. She did not see them having sex, but when she asked Epstein what Bill Clinton was doing there, Epstein smirked and said, let's just say he owes me a favor. So Epstein is a Clinton Foundation donor, $4 million. He's a contributor to Hillary's presidential campaign. The idea that he has a peripheral relationship with Trump, Trump's never partied with him, never socialized with him, never been to his island, never been alone with him in a setting that isn't, you know, a large charitable function, but they're trying to say, oh, longtime Trump friend. No, longtime Clinton friend, Jeffrey Epstein.
Wow. Who else, Roger? Well, I don't want to be sensational here, but I mean, who else? Because you know on your book, The Clintons' War on Women, who else was with Epstein, and what are we going to find out? Because I hear all hell is going to break loose. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, there's just some very odd questions. The Palm Beach City Police did an undercover investigation, and they gave the state prosecutor extensive evidence of child trafficking, multiple child rape, child sex abuse, enough to put Epstein behind bars for the rest of his life. And for reasons that no one understands, the state prosecutor allowed the guy to plead to one count of solicitation, not even solicitation of a minor, one count of solicitation. He got a slap on the wrist. He ended up serving 13 months in the air-conditioned new wing of the Palm Beach County Jail. That's odd because in Florida, sex offenders go to the state penitentiary unless you're Jeffrey Epstein. And he only had to be in stir from 10 o'clock at night till 6 o'clock in the morning. During the day, in the early evening, he was allowed to do anything he wanted. He could go anywhere, unrestricted. Cy Vance, right there in Manhattan, after his conviction, did not require him to file as a third-level sex offender. The New York Police Department did not require him to call in on a daily basis, like every other sex offender. This guy got special treatment all the way down the line. And then finally, when the feds reviewed what had happened in Florida and the slap on the wrist, they rubber stamped the deal, and then, Joe, they sealed it so nobody would know. It wasn't until the Palm Beach County Post fought in court to open the records that we know anything that I just told you.
Wow, that is just scary. And then what do they do, Roger? You did absolutely nothing, and they stormtroop your house in a pre-dawn raid, for crying out loud. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I wish I could comment on that. Yeah. You have no idea. I wish I could comment on that. And, you know, I will have my opportunity in court if people will go to stonedefensefund.com. I got to tell you, Joe, these lawyers are incredibly expensive. It's amount of criminal defense in a case like this. Yeah. I thought it would be $2 million. It's going to be $2.5 million.
Wow.
The good news is that I've raised a good part of that, and I can raise the rest if people will stand with me. I stood with the president all the way. Michael Cohen, I am not. And I need people to stand with me now.
Roger, tell us, speaking of presidents, you have that tattoo of Richard Nixon on your back that I actually saw, man. I promised our listeners that you would tell us how and why you got that tattoo of Richard Nixon on your back, sir.
Well, you know, it's really not a political statement. I mean, Nixon had many great accomplishments and many great mistakes. He saved Israel unilaterally in the 1973 Yom Kippur War, for example, by overruling Kissinger and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and dropping $37 million worth of lethal aid to the Israelis who had their backs against the sea in a surprise attack by the Egyptians and the Syrians. He opened the door to China. He got a nuclear arms reduction agreement with the Russians. He ended the military draft. He ended the war in Vietnam. He also made big mistakes. The war on drugs, big mistake, hasn't worked. Took us off the gold standard. But in my case, Joe, the tattoo is really simple. It's not even political. It's a reminder that in life, when you get knocked down, when you lose, when you suffer defeats, when you have setbacks, when you are discouraged and dejected and you want to quit, you got to get up off the canvas and get back in the game. It's about persistence. It's about resilience. It's about coming back and never quitting. Nixon famously said, "A man is not finished when he's defeated. He's only finished when he quits." I'm not a quitter, Joe. I'm half Sicilian and half Hungarian. I will never quit.
Roger Stone, the one, the only. Roger, before we let you go, we appreciate your time. And by the way, before we go, I'm going to ask you where we could go give to your legal defense fund. But tell us, going against Donald J. Trump, Joe Biden, I don't see anybody. You said Michelle Obama. I mean, is something like that going to happen? Roger, your political instinct is second to none. What do you think is going to happen? Who are the Democrats going to put up against Donald J. Trump?
Well, on this very show, you remember, Joe, I predicted that Joe Biden was at his high water mark at the time he got in, and there was only one way to go, and that was down. You already see that beginning. He has 100% name ID. Everyone knows who he is. He started with about a third of the vote. He's now into the high 20s. The erosion has already begun as people begin to realize he's creepy, freaky, nutty Joe, crazy Joe. It's just not there. And his authorship of the war on drugs, where he has incarcerated more black people than anyone other than Bill Clinton for using these harsh mandatory penalties for the first time, nonviolent possession of small amounts of crimes, that's a national disgrace. Nixon's biggest single mistake, but those laws were turbocharged by Joe Biden. Joe Biden is done. Kamala Harris sounds great, except for when you look at her record, she locked up almost as many poor black people as Joe Biden when she was a prosecutor and attorney general. I keep an eye on Elizabeth Warren. I think that she would be, she's got real potential here. Bernie Sanders is on the fade, too cranky, too angry, too old, too socialist. I still stick by my prediction, having watched her the other day with Gayle King, I guess it is. I still think Michelle Obama, who appears to have had some work done, is going to get in this race.
Appears to have had some work. What work done? What did I miss on Michelle Obama? What work done? Can you comment on that, or you want to just leave it at that?
Go back and look at the video. Her face looks kind of puffy, and her cheeks look kind of high. I don't know. She looked very different to me. By the way, Roger. I'm not denigrating her. She'll be a very... She'll be a very, very tough competitor if she gets into the race.
Yeah. Well, this is
a comedy radio show, so you know.
You gotta please. If we don't laugh, we're gonna die, Roger Stone. Roger, where can we give to the Roger Stone Defense Fund, please?
You can go to stonedefensefund.com. That way, you can give by credit card, by PayPal. Or if you're one of those people who doesn't, like my mother used to be, doesn't like to put her financial information on the internet, there's an address there where you can make out a check to Stone Defense Fund and drop it in the mail. Folks, I really need your prayers and I need your help. And Joe, you have no idea how much I appreciate your support. Not to mention Frank Deep Dish Marano.
Absolutely. Roger Stone, thank you, my friend. God bless, Godspeed, Roger. We'll talk to you soon, my friend, indeed.
Keep in touch.
Yes, sir. Roger Stone right there. And 937 with Joe Piscopo, 877-970-2999. Valerie Smaldone is going to join us. Looking forward to chatting with Valerie. And your phone calls are always welcome on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Big Al standing by with the news live and local right here in New York City on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
75 degrees at 9:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. 7 people have been hurt in a massive blaze that ripped through a Bronx apartment building this morning. Their injuries described as minor. The flames broke out in a building at 1466 Watson Avenue in Soundview around 6 a.m. 200 firefighters were called in to douse the flames. Fire chief at the scene says the blaze broke out between the roof and ceiling of the building. No word on when and if residents will be able to re-enter the building. A Brooklyn man who has been busted numerous times for stealing copper cable from the subway system has been arrested yet again. Police say 57-year-old Prince Hayes was caught Thursday with 15 feet of stolen copper slung over his shoulder. Cops say he was about to sell the cable to a scrapyard in Gowanus. Hayes has been caught numerous times over the last decade stealing copper cable from subways and selling it for $5 a pound to scrapyards. Dropping 300 calories a day from your diet could provide significant health benefits. A new study found that over 2 years, people who cut the calories lowered their blood pressure and bad cholesterol. The study's lead researcher says the effects were better than drugs on the market. The findings published Thursday in the journal The Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology. In sports, Yankees and Mets back in action following the All-Star break. The Yankees will host the Blue Jays for the first of three tonight at the stadium. Meanwhile, the struggling Mets, they're in Miami. They'll take on the Marlins. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. You mentioned the fire over in the Bronx. Watson Avenue remains closed, getting out toward Bronx River Avenue with that four-alarm blaze. Expect big-time delays on the Staten Island Expressway westbound, getting out toward Clove Road. It's an overturned car carrier, all lanes subject to closure. Delays going back out toward the Verrazano Bridge, so watch for delays there. We're still seeing some volume this morning as you head over to the LIE westbound, getting out toward the BQE, and traffic is moving slowly for you at the Whitestone Bridge with some ongoing construction. Major problems continue on 80 eastbound. All lanes still closed, getting out toward exit 34 in Wharton. It's all due to this overturned tractor trailer that happened early this morning. All traffic diverted at exit 30, getting out toward Mount Arlington. And 24 east, 9A and Summit, it's an accident being clear. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens TrueMetrics and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Join Tradeway on August 2nd and 3rd at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square to learn how you can trade stocks. No experience required. It's only $99.95. Call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE or go to Tradeway.com to register. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Hi, this is Jerry Crowley, Vice President and General Manager at Salem, New York. If you're listening to my voice right now, you're a listener to either AM 970 The Answer or AM 570 The Mission, WMCA. If you love one of these stations, and you should, and you have experience in sales, we'd love to talk to you. You already understand our mission and what we do, so now maybe you'd like to join the team and help us in this mission. If you have sales experience and understand digital marketing, we just might have a job for you. Give us a call at 212-857-9638. Ask for Courtney or leave a message with your information. Again, that's 212-857-9638. 212-857-9638. This could be a life-changing opportunity for you. You'll never know if you don't call.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning, 942. If you're feeling run down, you don't have the energy that you used to, may I suggest, please, Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. I'm telling you, my day yesterday, I'm driving around in that pouring rain and yet still having enough energy to work out, like I told you earlier, right? At the end of the day, I said, you know, can I grab the workout? I had the energy to do it. I honestly believe it came from my Balance of Nature journey that I'm on, taking fruits and vegetables in capsule form. It's as simple as that. I have more energy, and I don't want to jinx it, by the way. I make the sign of the cross because I'm a religious guy, but you have to try. You have to try Balance of Nature. And Dr. Douglas Howard, who came up with the concept, the brilliant concept of fruits and vegetables in capsule form, which is pure, they're pure antioxidants, which fight all the free radicals within your body that we all have, by the way. Dr. Douglas Howard says Balance of Nature is changing the world one life at a time. So here, this is for you to get on the Balance of Nature journey, if I may. For a limited time, receive 25% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus this, you get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You know the number, 800-2468-751, or you can go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, The Answer, 800-2468-751. Good health, it's only a phone call away.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Oh, I'd love to welcome Valerie Smaldone. She is, I want to say a legend, but she's too young to be a legend, but she is indeed that five-time, look at this, five-time Billboard Magazine Award winner, veteran of both radio and television, you know, the voice of God for innumerable events, and now the host of Bagels and Broadway, which can be heard every Saturday morning at 9 right here on AM 970. The Answer, Valerie, you know I love you, and I welcome you to the show, my dear.
Hi, Joe. Where's my champagne?
I know. You got a year. You've been on the, it's been a year already. My goodness. Congratulations on the anniversary, Val. Are you having fun? You having fun with this?
Oh, Joe, I love this show so much because it's everything that is part of me. And that's theater and food. I mean, what else is there besides theater and food and great entertainment in New York? I also talk a little bit about travel when I get out of town and do something fun. So this experience has been so enriching, and I hope it's enriching for the audience, too, because there's really nothing else like this on the air in New York, you know.
I know. It's so, so true. And that's what we try to do at the station. I know Mr. Crowley, who you've known as I have for many, many years. You know, the credo here is just to keep it local, keep it talking right, and be always respecting the audience. And that's what's great about Bagels and Broadway. You're talking like I always say in my show, Valerie, we gather around our virtual kitchen table every morning and just talk about the issues of the day. It's like the way I think radio should be, you know?
Well, that's the whole point of it. It's an intimate medium, and it's really a one-on-one. It's not you and your, you know, millions of listeners, Joe. It's you and that one person that you're talking to intimately every morning.
Yeah, you're right on the money there. It's so, you're such a I have a friend. My friend Joey from Jersey says, could you change it into Bagels, Biscotti, and Broadway? Can you add the Italian in there maybe just a little bit, Valerie? I'm just saying.
That works for me. I love Biscotti, and I love all food. I'll just say this, but you're right. Tell Joe I'll do it for him. I'll do it for him.
It's so true. Valerie, as you go back and you look at your career, I mean, starting in New York radio, how did you start out? And I should know this. I apologize for that. Did you break in New York radio?
I never left New York. I'm a rarity because I started at Fordham University's radio station, WFUV, which at the time...
Wow.
Now it's a public radio station, it's part of the network, but at the time was student-run. So here you have this 50,000-watt radio station and kids running it and learning so quickly the business, every part of it. And so I never left. I mean, I went up to Westchester for a few years, but then came to New York at a very young age for Light FM. So I've been very lucky and extremely fortunate that I broke in the time I did.
Yeah, and now Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer, Bagels and Broadway. You've had some great guests. You get some great guests over the past year. Can you name some of your favorites?
Sure, and you know, this will be the 53rd week, so a full 52 years of fresh content every week, and I want the Joe Piscopo listener, I want your listener to make sure to tune in on Saturday morning if they're not aware of the show, because I not only speak to celebrities, which I love, but I also talk to people behind the scenes, those people who make the business happen, general managers of shows, you know, the working actor.
Right.
You've seen this person a million times on TV or stage, but you don't know their name. That's the working actor. So these are the people, the fabric of the business that's so important, as well as the chefs and the food entrepreneurs. It's an exciting time. But just to name a few. I've had Susan Lucci. Everybody loves Susan Lucci. She's an amazing woman, and she loves New York City so much. Robert Horn, who wrote the book for Tootsie, which just won the Tony. I spoke to him weeks before he won the Tony, you know. Stephen Sky Bell, who's a brilliant Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof, currently off-Broadway in Yiddish. Brilliant performer. So many great, interesting New Yorkers or out-of-New Yorkers. I don't really care. The point is to tell their story. It's not to promote. Yeah, of course, they're there to promote their shows and their business. But my goal, Joe, is to tell their story and to give them a platform to share on Bagels and Broadway and Biscotti.
I love it. Look at you. Valerie Smaldone. She's just one of the great radio voices that you know and you love. And we're proud to have her on AM 970 The Answer, her first year anniversary. A sneak preview of what's happening tomorrow on your big 1 year anniversary broadcast, please.
Huh? Yes. I had to play the first interview I ever did for this show, which was one of my favorites with Brenda Vaccaro, Miss Vaccaro of that brilliant background from Midnight Cowboy on over the years. She's been in tons of movies and theater, and her voice, Brenda Vaccaro, will be on the show tomorrow, and Stephen Schwartz, the composer of Wicked, celebrating 15 years on Broadway.
Holy moly. Valerie, God bless, Godspeed. Always great to see you when I see you around, and we're sending our love and congratulations.
Thank you, Joe. All the best. You have a great weekend. I appreciate your time this morning.
Indeed. Valerie Smaldone right there. Tomorrow morning, 9, right here on AM 970. It's a great gal, great broadcaster. And Bagels and Broadway is the name of the show. 949 with Joe on the radio. It's coming up to Mike Gallagher, 10:05. You don't want to miss Mike talking about Sebastian Gorka in the Rose Garden. And you know what? If you just stay on AM 970, The Answer, by the way, you listen to Mike and Mr. Prager. And then, of course, you go to Dr. Gorka. You don't want to miss that today. That's good. Dr. Gorka's show is going to be great. Right?
Hey, Joe. Absolutely. We got some breaking news. Apparently, Alex Acosta, the Labor Secretary, is out. Acosta and President Trump announced his resignation this morning. He'll be leaving next week. The move comes amid the outcry over Acosta's role in a controversial plea deal for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein in 2008.
You know what, Albert? Thank you. We all saw that coming, and it was the right thing to do. And really, really, they cornered Acosta, and he had no choice but to do what he did. So that happened just now, and thank you, Al, for breaking that story. 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock, 9:50 right now. Debbie's on the roads for you, looking out for you. Have a great weekend, Debbie Duhame.
Yes. And so what are you doing this weekend?
You know what? I am going to just stay. I'm at the ready with the children. I work tomorrow. Okay. We do a quick appearance tomorrow, and I got to work throughout July every Saturday. But then I'm going to just hang with the kids, and you know, and maybe do the shore next week, I think, Deb,
next
you know?
Week. Oh, that'll be nice for you. Nice break.
Yeah. You know, always with the children. Happy birthday to your dad. Mr. Duhame, happy birthday indeed.
Yes. His birthday is the end of the month. We have a big celebration this weekend, so it's going to be so much fun. Yeah,
have a blast, Deb. Have a great one, Debbie.
Thank you so much, Joe, and you guys have a great weekend. Let's see what's happening right now in the LIRR Port Jefferson branch. A 10-minute delay. It's all due to some ongoing issues there. PATH trains, normal service now resuming. Uptown A and C trains, watch for some delays with some signal problems. We've had problems all morning, Joe, on Route 80. 80 eastbound is still closed by exit 34 in Wharton. It's an overturned tractor trailer, and delays go way back toward NetCom. You're going to be diverted over at exit 30 to try to get around that. Boy, it's really bumper to bumper on 46 as well, trying to get out toward Dover. Watch for some stop and go traffic this morning over on Rahway Avenue, getting up through the area of Union. It looks like a pedestrian accident there, unfortunately. Watson Avenue is still blocked in the Bronx over by Bronx River Avenue with a 4-alarm blaze. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 10 minutes into town. Whitestone Bridge, heavy as you get into the Bronx. And that's all due to construction and a major problem on the Staten Island Expressway West. All lanes subject to closure by Clove Road. It's an overturned car carrier. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
AM 970 The Answer is giving you the chance to win $1,000 every day for our summer cash contest. Enter for your chance to win by listening to AM 970 for keywords announced at approximately 7:30 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then go to am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword. This is an App Nevada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. For a complete list of contest rules, go to am970theanswer.com.
We're surrounded by noise.
Order today.
Bombarded by information. Messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Very warm and humid today with times of clouds and sunshine. It'll become breezy this afternoon. Today's high 87.
Tonight will turn out mainly clear and a little bit more comfortable. Low 71 in Midtown, 63 to 67 in many suburbs. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and very warm, not all that humid, high 88. Sunday, mostly sunny and quite warm, high 87. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Okay, Parian and Sons, that's where you got to go. By the way, the website is spectacular. You have to go to ParianDiamonds.com. When I wanted something, a little cross I wanted for Charlie for her first Holy Communion, I went online to ParianDiamonds.com, and I saw the beautiful crosses that they had. And I called over there, and I said to Glenn and his family, you know, that Maria helped me out. I would like a diamond cross, and they got me a great deal, number one. Number two, really great clear diamonds on this little cross that I got from my beautiful daughter for her first Holy Communion. That's the way Parian and Diamonds work. Parian and Sons work. When you want to buy a diamond, they'll walk you through the four C's. You hear me telling you that. You hear me telling you about Charles Kripel and A-Link, Oris, Ebell watches, all the great jewelry over there. But then my buddy Jerry, you know, Jerry goes over there and he had some jewelry from his wife who had passed away. And it was sentimental jewelry. And then Maria and Glenn Parian made that jewelry into something even more special that Jerry wears every single day. They could customize anything. I'm telling you, you go to Parian and Sons, any idea that you have in your mind for your jewelry, Glenn and his family could work it out for you. I've seen it. And again, bring your old jewelry, get it, they'll come out like sparkling new, brand spanking new. That's what they did for me. Again, if you want to buy some nice original stones, nobody could walk you through that better than Parian and Sons. But check out ParianDiamonds.com. And if you have an idea for some original jewelry, they are artists over there. They really are. Glenn and the Parian family will help you like none other. Parian and Sons, it's right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or again, try this, please. ParianDiamonds.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
There it is, baby. Joe Piscopo on the radio. What a Friday. Holy moly. Did we get through this already? I love you. I read your social media. There's so much that's going on all at once, and I appreciate so much you reaching out to us and your nice, nice messages and your nice, nice notes. And Brian Zagan, thanks for a great show, a great produced show. I appreciate that very, very much. Can we get in touch with Amy and Dan over there at in Chicago by chance? Or is that...
Joe, I tried, and they are busy. The hotline is busy. I can't get through to anybody. I'm sorry.
You know, you will stand witness. You will stand witness. It's AM. It's AM, what is it, 590? Is that what that's called?
560.
I wanted to give a plug to our Salem station in Chicago, because my boss, Phil Boyce, my boss, is not going to be happy. I'm talking to Man Cow on WLS, the ABC station, or the whatever. ABC doesn't own it anymore. I don't know who owns it. So I wanted to give a formal shout out to Amy Jacobson and Dan Proffitt, doing a great job there. And what's the, give me the numbers again. It's 560. It's what is that, Brian?
It's 560, The Answer.
There
AM 560.
There it is. So there you go. I did my due diligence. I'm going to get you. I'll get disciplined, but that's okay. Hey, it's all for you. It's all to make it more interesting, by the way. Hey, Piscopo in the morning. Albert, thank you for doing a great job. I see the phone calls.
No time for
anybody,
no,
right?
No, we don't.
I apologize. The show gets so loaded up, and we keep going, and we're going a mile a minute, and I lose time to get to the balance of nature phone line. So please, let's do it on Monday if we can. And now, Albert, you got to tell me, Frankie's back. You're here Monday, correct?
I'm here Monday and Tuesday. Yeah, Debbie is off because she'll be down in Cape May, but Frank's back, and I'll be here Monday and Tuesday.
And then you're taking off the rest of the week.
Yes.
All right, this is good. We'll miss you, and maybe we'll ask Miss Alt to come in, say hi. That's not
a bad
idea.
No text, please, from you at like 7 in the morning or something. I'm not going to be awake. So. I'm on vacation. That's the point of vacation. Otherwise, why be on vacation?
Al, you're the best. But you may go to Italy. No, you're choosing.
No, I can't.
Albert, thanks, buddy. Listen, I love you. Love to the family, too, my friend. Have a great, great weekend, too. Hey, Mike Galley, you don't want to miss Mike. Stay right with Mike. And by the way, Mr. Prager, certainly, always. And Dr. Gorka. This guy's got a lot to talk about. Kevin at 5 and then Larry Elder. You got everything you need right here on AM 970, The Answer. A special thank you to Dr. Zudi Jazzer for reaching out and bringing some common sense to all the craziness that's going on in the world today. Radio Piscopo, live from New York. Make it a great, great weekend. You know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
75 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams thinks more can be done to prevent police officer suicides. Adams, a former officer, will be at City Hall today calling on the NYPD to implement mediation and mindfulness training for officers. The NYPD has started offering counseling in all precincts after four officers took their own lives in a recent three-week span. The training Adams is recommending is shown to reduce anxiety and burnout. Tonight at 8:20 p.m., the sun will perfectly align with Manhattan Street Grid to create a beautiful sight that only happens a few times a year. Dubbed Manhattan Henge, the best locations to watch the amazing sunset are on large cross streets at 14th, 34th, 42nd, and 57th Streets. Expects thousands of New Yorkers to come out with cameras to capture the urban phenomenon that's unlike anything else in the world. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.